The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. Reba is out of town on assignment, or so I'm told. I would imagine that means holding some sort of a cool beverage in her hand would be my guess. So you've got me for the next hour. We're going to give you information on real estate and finance, and we have always a very, very good guest here today. So stay tuned, and we've got more coming to you. This is a live call-in show. If you have questions, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. So 866-712-1300. You can also tweet me, Eric is my banker. So available on Twitter. You can also email if you have questions, eric@ericismybanker.com. Always happy to answer questions. And we always talk about financial situations and circumstances when people are looking at buying or selling a home or financing a home. Every situation is like a story problem. You know, no two people are alike, and you know, there's rules and guidelines that affect everybody. So if you have a question that's complex or complicated, that's for me. We love taking those on and trying to brainstorm and solve those problems. So, with no further ado, I want to introduce our guest. We've got Gerald Grinter here today. Gerald is the principal at Threshold Nosh and Dwell Insurance Brokerage, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome, Gerald.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you more about this name here coming up, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so. It's a fun story, actually. You know, when I put it all together, so.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, before we can get into, I've got lots of questions for you today, Gerald. And before we get into that, let's give a real quick update on interest rates and where we're going with all of that. Bond markets are jumping all over the place so far this week. Yesterday, the markets were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. I was by another bank yesterday, uh-huh. and some banks yesterday were open. Some banks were closed. One had a sign up saying we're closed for Columbus Day. One had a sign up that said we're closed for Indigenous Americans Day or Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen that before.
I saw a few things posted like that too. And I was wondering how that was going to transition, you know, between businesses. You know, some were still saying Columbus Day and the Indigenous Persons or People, you know, Day and yeah, right. it's going to be an interesting journey on trying to figure out how to navigate that one.
I'm all for that. Actually, you know why?
Yeah.
Because Columbus didn't discover America.
Well.
And no offense to all indigenous people out there, but I'm Norwegian, and I'm pretty sure that Leif Erikson was the first, let's call him European or Scandinavian, that discovered America.
Right.
Nobody really discovered it. It was here all along.
It was here, and people were already here.
Yeah, pretty
much.
It's
like me coming to your house and saying, hey, Eric,
I discovered you.
Know, I just discovered your place, man. This is great, you know.
Absolutely.
What's in the fridge?
Yeah. You comfortable? Good, move.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No. I totally agree. But that was the first time I'd ever actually seen that. So
yeah, I didn't see it on any buildings, but I saw it on the news, and I thought, here we go.
Why not? Let's we can work on it. Now I've offended all the Italians out there, or excuse me, the Spanish out there.
No, you're right, exactly.
You know, saying, poor Columbus, you know, but. Now, I'm sorry, everyone. It was Leif Erikson.
Leif.
If anybody has any questions about that, meet me in Paulsbo, and I'll show you the statue, and we'll have some Lesfa and some lutefisk, and we'll talk it out.
Okay.
All right. But with that said, mortgage rates. So today there's a little bit of upward pressure on rates, and last week it was kind of seesawing all over the place. So today, though, still not bad at all, Gerald. What's your guess on the average 30-year fixed rate?
Oh, my gosh.
I have no clue. Five?
Yeah, I was saying five, actually.
Five?
Five, yeah.
Five's a good rate?
I was thinking five might be a good rate, given where things were going and, the Fed's talking about rates and stuff,
So. How about 3.56 for national average for a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan?
That's pretty good.
And 15-year fixed rates now are averaging 2.87.
My goodness.
FHA loans are up a little bit, averaging around 3.4%, and jumbo loans are averaging around 3.75%. Now, these are just sort of national averages. These are not APRs. So I'm always careful when I quote an interest rate, because the rules are, if we're quoting specifics, we have to give you an APR, an annual percentage rate, which takes into effect any one-time closing costs or fees that the bank is charging as a part of that rate. But when we're quoting averages, we're just kind of giving some ranges. So your rates will vary depending on your credit score and your loan-to-value ratio and the type of property and the occupancy. So lots of factors that can affect your rate. But by and large, you're still looking really good and not moving too terribly much. Guess what's going on tomorrow, though?
What's the
big deal? Everybody's like all excited about this. I know I am. Tomorrow is the day that the Federal Open Market Committee releases the minutes from their September meeting. Oh, pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
grab the friends together and
you can, have a big sort of a drinking party or something like
A bottle of wine, some nibbles.
Yeah. Well, so the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, is the group from the Federal Reserve that determines and sets the targets for short-term interest rates.
Okay.
And they're basically setting our monetary policy. The FOMC, there's 12 members of the FOMC. It comprises, there's seven governors of the Federal Reserve System, including Janet Yellen, the chairman of the Fed. And then they have other presidents of local Federal Reserve banks. There's 12 Federal Reserve banks in the nation. And they rotate around. So these guys meet basically every 6 weeks, and they vote on what to do with interest rates. Well, Janet Yellen's worked very hard to try and maintain a consensus within that group on where they'll keep interest rates. They want basically everybody to be in agreement. And there's always been a push over the last umpteen years now to keep rates low to stimulate our economy and hopefully pull us our growth rates up without lighting inflation on fire. That's the real risk. So the goal of the Fed is to maintain full employment, low unemployment, and then meet their targets for growth and inflation. Well, easier said than done. And some would argue that they've kind of used up all the tools in their bag of tricks, and so it becomes more and more difficult to kind of maintain those goals. So the last meeting in September, there was a little bit of dissension amongst the ranks. So some wanted to continue keeping rates low. And there were three Federal Reserve governors that wanted to increase rates. And so everyone's interested in the minutes from that meeting to find out kind of what was really the story, behind that. Now, what the Fed does is they have their meeting roughly every 6 weeks, and then 3 weeks after that, they release the minutes from the meeting. So what we're getting right now, tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. Western. See, I've got this all planned out. Around it. But okay. So there's September 21st, 2021st meeting. 3 weeks have gone by. Now we're going to get the minutes. Well, they'll release the minutes from the meeting, which is sort of the summary, right? Guess when they release the full transcript of the meeting?
When?
We got to wait 5 years for that.
5 years?
Yeah. We got to wait 5 years before we see the full transcript of exactly who was calling names to who within
that. Whether there were any fisticuffs.
Exactly. So we just get the short, sweet summary. But that's okay, because the issue at hand here is that the Fed is meeting two more times this year. They're meeting on November 1st and 2nd, and they're meeting on December 13th and 14th. So the first meeting before the election, the second meeting after the election, and we're not really sure what they're going to do. If there's growing dissension amongst the ranks, it's possible that they'll increase short-term interest rates. The bets are right now that there is only 20% chance that the Fed will increase rates at their next meeting on the 1st and 2nd of November. Okay. But there is about a 66% chance that they'll increase rates in December. And so how does that affect us? Well, the last time the Fed increased interest rates was last December, so almost a year ago, 10 months ago. Prior to that, it was almost 10 years before the last Fed increase. So it's been a long time. We had one increase last December. It was a quarter of a point. After that, what did our economy do? Absolutely nothing. You know, it's been slow. It's been stagnant, barely moving at all, with the exception of Seattle, which is on fire.
My goodness.
So this time around, the Fed is still watching signs of our economy picking up steam. Is the growth rate increasing? Are we creating more jobs? Is the unemployment rate staying low? You know, we're looking at that, but they're also looking at what's happening in the world. You know, what's the economy looking like in Europe? What's the economy looking like in Asia? The European Central Bank has been threatening a little bit that they're going to start possibly, you know, tapering back their absolute kind of printing of money, and that could affect our rates as well. So all eyes are on that, and tomorrow we'll get a little bit of a glimpse of what they were arguing about in September, and that will affect our bond markets. That's going to affect our stock market tomorrow.
And so
looking at my charts today on the bond market. Here, look at that, Gerald. See that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's scary. See all those looks like a bad EKG there.
That's what's
going on in the bond market today. But exactly. Hands off the table. That's right. Because so if you are considering locking in your mortgage interest rate or not, maybe floating with the market to sort of see what's happening, my first advice is to call Janet Yellen and see, you know, is she locking in her refinance or not? She probably won't return your call. So that leaves you with me. And I would say probably go ahead and lock in your rate. That might be the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that about clear as mud?
Yeah, very, very. I can see clearly now.
Well, I'm glad I'm convincing on that. You know, there's a saying that if you lined up all the economists in the world, they'd never reach a conclusion.
Right.
And at least I have, but, you know, again, I could be totally wrong about that. Well, more as we come back on Open House with Team Reba. We've got Gerald Grinter here. Got lots of questions for Gerald.
All right.
Call us with your questions, too, 866-712-1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.